My guest at this time is Michigan Republican Congressman and Dr. Dan Benishak. He represents the Great Lakes State's 1st Congressional District, and he joins me today to talk about a couple of different issues affecting the U.S. taxpayer. And, sir, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Greg. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Well, absolutely. Good to have you back. And one of the reasons we have you here is because this week you're one of the original co-sponsors of a bill we've talked about before, and that is the No More Solyndras Act. It's essentially designed to prevent the tune of $535 million in taxpayer money from being used on what ultimately turned out to be a bankrupt energy company. And there were more examples of that type of loan activity than just Solyndra. So what exactly does the bill call for?
Well, it calls for no more of these guaranteed loans to these green energy companies. If you didn't, you know, anybody that applies now is not going to get that. I mean, there was three of the first five companies that received these stimulus loans, Solyndra, Beacon Power, and Abound, have declared bankruptcy already. And the Solyndra alone caused, taxpayer loss of over $530 million. And, the Obama administration made a gamble with millions of dollars of taxpayer money, on his crony buddies. We don't need this anymore. So this bill, puts a stop to that, and I hope we don't get into that situation ever again.
Let's talk about another issue related to spending now. We're talking with Michigan Republican Congressman Dan Benishak. And, sir, your House race when you won your seat a couple years ago was pretty high profile. You ended up winning an open seat after Bart Stupak decided not to run again. And one of the big issues that got you into the race, even before the vote on it, was Obamacare. And another issue, of course, was the size of our national debt. We just saw this week that the House Republican leaders are calling for a six-month extension of federal spending at current levels. That is disappointing some conservatives. What was your reaction to that decision?
We just don't want the government shut down before the elections, to tell you the truth. I mean, the American people, my people in my district, don't want the government shut down. I wish that there was less spending, but they've got something put together with the Senate that the Senate would agree to. We've been through this battle before, with the spending cuts. Nobody's willing to, shut the government down before the election. That's basically the deal. I mean, they've got to deal with the Senate. What we need to do, Greg, is we need to win the election in November, all right? Because we're dealing with a Senate that hasn't passed a budget in 3 years, okay? And I'm frustrated by that. I'm a surgeon. I've been taking care of patients. I'm used to dealing with problems and solving them. You know, I'm kind of frustrated being here. We put together a House budget, and it gets us out of debt over the next 40 years. All right, so man, that's not fast enough as far as I'm concerned. But please, it's a plan. The Senate hasn't passed a budget in over 3 years. So how can we negotiate with them when they don't even have an idea? They just criticize our plan. That's my biggest frustration about coming to Washington. And, we need to have an election this November where we return the House and we win the Senate and we win the administration because, these people, they don't understand that you can't just keep borrowing money. I mean, the thing that you said about me running, I mean, the stimulus bill is they borrowed $1 trillion to spend. They don't even know where they're spending it. We don't even have the money. We can't do that. And, the American people know that they can't do that in their household, nor should the federal government be able to do it. So we need to elect some, senators that realize that.
You just mentioned the stalemate with the Democratic Senate, and even if you got a deal with the Senate, the president would probably not be real keen on your version of the size of government. So what happens if there's not a clean sweep of the House, Senate, and White House? Does that mean that a significant government downsizing is just not going to be possible?
Well, I'm confident that the American people can see the problems we have with this administration. And frankly, I'm confident that we're going to win in November. I think that American people aren't stupid. They've seen what our economy's done for the last 4 years. I mean, Mr. Obama is still blaming all this on Mr. Bush. Come on. He's spending money we don't have. The unemployment's still over 8%. He promised us that the unemployment, if we did the stimulus, would be, less than, 5%, I think, at this time. It's still over 8%. I mean, this is the same question that Mr. Reagan asked. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? Come on. We need to get people are going to realize that they need to change administration.
As you mentioned, sir, a lot of campaigning and some very important results that we'll be waiting for in the first week of November. Stay safe out on the trail, and thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Greg. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Michigan Congressman Dan Benishek, also a longtime surgeon. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.